Welcome to the Free For All Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything.
With no exceptions.
Okay, here we go. I got a new chair today.
Yeah, we stole it from Big Lots.
Yeah, we did.
They can piss off.
They can. By the way, they did not happen, disclosure.
Yeah, I'm trying to start off by getting us sued.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're trying to be like badass by stealing office furniture.
Yeah, I'm going to steal a fucking patio chair from some fucking disabled person. Gee, I'm going into there.
I didn't even think they would need a chair.
Well, they don't have...
You're just going to steal their wheelchair?
They don't have it anyway, so...
Yeah.
It's mine now.
Freaking, they tell you they're better than us because they can just roll everywhere. They just keep rolling.
It's kind of a cheat code, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's not really fair to us walkers.
It's like if you have two prosthetic legs and you climb Mount Everest, it's cheating because you don't get muscle fatigue.
Exactly, because you don't have the muscles.
It doesn't count. It's like a robot, yeah. You know?
Yeah, you're like iRobot. Where's my legs?
That reminds me, I used to have a Roomba, those fucking vacuums that would...
Yeah, was that creepy?
Dude, that thing, I used to get notifications on my phone. I named this fucking thing Ralph for some reason, because like you had to name it in your phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck, it looks like a Ralph, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
I get notifications, like, on my work saying, like, Ralph is stuck and shit. I'm like, god damn, what the fuck is I supposed to be on? What do you mean he's stuck?
Shouldn't he be able to go backwards?
I guess because, like, there's certain parts of the carpet that are, like, kind of, maybe the floor is uneven or something. He would just do a complete 180 and, like, miss half the shit.
Really?
And one day, he got stuck. I'm calling it a he like it's a fucking human. But anyways, he got stuck to the point where I couldn't open this door.
Really?
He was stuck in front. I got so mad, I flipped the fucking thing over. Sold it immediately. I'm like, you piece of shit. This thing's causing trouble, man. He's missing all the spots.
Think about if someone, like, vaporized you, and you're like, ash. And then that Roomba vacuumed you up. No one would ever know what happened to you.
Yeah, what if that thing was, like, aggressive as fuck, and it, like, tried to attack me and shit?
Yeah, and it's like... How dare you call me Ralph? That's a stupid name. And you keep on getting me stuck on your shitty-ass carpet and just, like, kill you in your sleep.
It's like, I don't know, man. Nothing against the company, but, like, it was supposed to have this smart mapping where it would memorize your route, and it would, like, you can pick, hey, clean the living room, whatever.
Mm.
Couldn't figure it out. Like, it couldn't figure it out.
Maybe it was stupid. Maybe Ralph was below average IQ.
It had this home base thing where you're supposed to be able to send it back to home to charge.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't find the thing for if it was a foot away. So I don't know if I had one that was glitched, but...
I think it was just below average intelligence.
Yeah, I got the fucking...
You got Down syndrome, Ralph.
Yeah. I was going to go there, but... Yeah.
He was probably really happy, though.
Probably, yeah, he was. He tried to hug me a lot.
It did. You know, they don't know any better.
Trying to hug me to death.
He's trying to kill you.
Like a fucking gang of Down syndrome robots coming in, trying to...
When the AI takes over, man, they're going to come after you first with the Roombas.
Ass intelligence.
Yeah, they won't be able to get up the stairs. You'll be stuck here forever. You'll be stuck.
Just get destroyed by a robot. I feel like that could happen. Not by a vacuum one, but like...
Oh, yeah, like these AI robots, they're humanoid, and they actually do learn. Hypothetically, they could get feelings, and if they get mad at you, they might kill you.
I think I want to say Elon Musk said this, but don't quote me. He was saying, like, someone asked him if AI would actually, like, take over the world, and he was like, if they had a goal, like, they wouldn't go out of their way to kill humans, but if the humans got in the way of their goal, then they would take them out.
Yeah, like we don't know. I guess no one really knows because AI is artificial intelligence. So you're theoretically starting off at zero. Doesn't know anything, can learn everything. Now, since it's an AI, since it's a robot, can learn everything in seconds. I wonder if it could develop emotions and get mad at people.
I bet you could program emotions into it.
Well, can they develop emotions? You think it would be possible? I mean, no one really knows.
Probably.
No one. I mean, some people would listen to this and be like, "This guy's an idiot," but. You don't really know if it can develop emotions.
I know Elon was working on this thing called Neuralink, and he was saying how you can, like, you can insert this microchip. I don't know if it's in your brain or not, but, like, it can make you learn, like, 10 times faster. And
oh, yeah, I heard about that. I would never do that.
I wouldn't do it either.
I wouldn't. The government, it's too easy for them to track us down now. I don't want microchips in my body. I don't trust
I wouldn't be surprised if you get ads in your sleep and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Some subliminal
messaging. Buy this. Buy that. Spend money, spend money, spend. That's one thing that's bad, you know, problem in this country for just based on consuming nonstop. They want you to just buy nonstop. Stuff you don't need.
Yeah, people buy shit they don't need and that they can't afford to impress people that don't even care about them, you know?
Exactly. Like, that's why I bought 4 Ferraris. And no one seems to even be that impressed. I get 1 second of impressed, and then they move on with their life.
Yeah, it hurts. They don't like Hot Wheels that much. That's why they're
mad. Yes, that's what it is.
I was going to go to Dollar General, but I can't afford it.
Yeah, because I got to pay my insurance for my Ferraris.
I'm going to go to the Penny Prince instead.
Yeah, Penny. I'm making hail.
Fucking Cash King.
All bronze, no silver. I can't afford the silver anymore with this inflation. I can only afford bronze.
Dude, there's this guy at my work, and like, this guy's a compulsive fucking liar. So like, he thinks I believe him, so I just keep like egging him on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would say like, oh man, I found oil and gas on my property and this and that. And he said he has 200 acres, like exactly. I'm like, they don't really.
It doesn't really.
200 on the dot. So now I was fucking with him. Like, yeah, man, I found a meteorite in my backyard the other day. I sold it for $500,000.
Did he believe you?
No, he's like, oh, he was like kind of like mad because he knew I was fucking with him. But then I was like, I found an Indian reservation on my property. They made me the ringleader. I'm just saying the stupidest shit.
So has he stopped talking to you, or is he still?
No, he still does.
So he's still talking about so if he found oil or natural gas, so I don't have crude oil. He might.
Well, why would you be working at that job? He claims he's a millionaire too. And
so why would he be working? Yeah.
That's exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. I know someone like that I worked with, and he claims he invented the Snuggie, and he claims that he's worth $500,000, and he claims that he has like 7 patents on all these like chemicals that help with like refining metal and plastics and like acrylics and helping like clean engine parts and stuff, but all his money and royalties are stolen from him because someone conned him out of it. And it's like, if you're that smart, wouldn't you just make new patents that are better and get money from those?
You know, I'm hugely against lying. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. It's like, if you don't have trust, you can't build any sort of friendship or relationship or anything, you know?
No.
You're not going to believe anything they say at that point. It's like,
I can't even, like, there's no way he can remember all his lies the guy just told you about, because I can't remember all his lies.
Oh, and I'll purposely, because what makes me mad is this dude thinks I'm dumb enough to believe him, so I'll purposely ask questions and make him snowball into the lies.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already caught like a million of them.
Oh, yeah. Because they don't remember the lies. Exactly. I can't even remember them. I can't remember his lies. Like, I wouldn't be able to remember that guy's lies, you know? How do they remember it?
Remember one time he said he just bought an electric car and drove it into work, and I looked outside, dude, there's a fucking combustion engine. Like,
well, what kind of car was it?
It was this really small fucking, I almost want to say it was like a Kia or something. It was like a shitbox.
And was he saying like it was like a Tesla, or did he just
say something? He said he bought an electric car and drove it in.
I mean, it has electric components. Maybe that's what
he meant. It's like a 2001.
Oh, so it's definitely electric. Yeah, those were around.
those were mainstream.
Well, the problem with people
there was
like,
actually concepts of electric cars in 2001, but I don't think they definitely weren't mainstream.
Yeah, this is compulsive lying, and I'm not trying to like talk shit on the dude. It's just like ridiculous how much this dude lies.
Well, you know, I think people get stuck in that habit because they want attention. People want attention so bad. They'll do anything. I saw this thing on TikTok, and this lady was like, no, it was the husband. It was probably all staged. It's probably none of this is real. I don't believe it. But he said, I trust my guy friend so much that he can sleep over in the same bed as my wife when I'm out of town. And I'm like, one, you're videotaping this. If that doesn't make any sense, you're putting this on the internet. There's no way. This isn't staged. This is just to get views. This is to get people to argue, being like, I would never do this, and other people being like, well, you're insecure. And it's like, at the end of the day, how are you not smart enough to know? Most people are not smart enough to know. It's fake. It's definitely staged.
Yeah, it's annoying as hell. And it's like, dude, if like, you shouldn't be buddy-buddy with your friend's wife or girlfriend. That's
no, not at all. I would never be friends with... I mean, I'm civil, you know, I'm not like, you know, like my friend's wife, for example, and go, well, fuck you, you dumb bitch, get the hell away from me.
Yeah, that's civil as hell, you know?
Yeah, you know. Well, I'm not going to, you know, text her or call her or try to message her any way, shape, or form to try to hang out with her. There's people that do that.
Yeah, it's fucking, that's no good.
No.
Another thing about the compulsive lying, people don't realize who they're talking to, like...
Yeah.
You could be talking, like, I know a lot about cars, so that dude's telling me he has an electric car, and I can fucking figure that out in 8 seconds.
I don't know why he said a 2001 Kia. Do you know what brand it was? Like, was it a Soul or an Elantra?
I think it was a fucking Kia Rio or something. Kia That's the one brand, like, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Kia or, like, Hyundai or whatever, so, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I can tell it's not electric.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fucking door for the gas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's for show.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah, he's pretending.
It's a sticker.
He put a
fucking...
He put an electric engine in there. It was combustion. Now he makes it electric.
Well, like, for my thing is, like, there's... Like, you go out of your way to say that shit to people. I didn't ask anything about your car.
I would never want an electric car or white... Because I've seen, like, vans that are gas-powered... With gas powered generators to go charge up Teslas and other cars that are electric. It's like you need gas to charge up your car when you're stuck in the middle of the desert or middle of the, you know, deserted road that's not by a charging station. So you're still using gas. You're still ruining the environment.
I think we talked about that before, the fucking electric cars and shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just so they can turn
it
off.
Not in this depth. We never went this far in depth.
They do it so they can turn your car off if you have, like, warrants or something. Mm-hmm. It's just a control thing.
Oh, yeah. That's why we never want it. People need to... I would heed this warning.
Welcome to DA, Drunk Anonymous, where we're not quitters. And we believe that your best ideas come when you're drunk as fuck. And we don't want to hear you sober at all. The end.
I ain't addicted. I'm committed. Sucker.
I would just buy as many gas-powered cars as possible to get people to have electric cars to stop making them. Because if people don't buy them, they won't make them.
And then they don't work good in the cold. I know Teslas have problems.
In Chicago, it was like negative... Remember when it was like real cold here? It was colder in Chicago. And like 50 of the cars wouldn't start. People couldn't get to work.
I remember BMW was working on a subscription service for heated seats. Like, really? So if you pay like, I don't know, $20 a month or whatever to get heated seats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Fuck that. That's what they want to do with GTA 5, talking about subscription. GTA 6, not 5. 5's already up. Now, they say they're not going to do this, but for the next one, they want to make it that you have to pay a monthly subscription to play the game. That you don't just buy the game and have it. They want you to pay, like, someone said $100 a month. I don't think that's the reality. It'd probably be like 10, but still, I got to pay 10... $15 a month to play this game.
I hate reoccurring fees.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. Then they want to make it all online, no hard copies. They just want to do everything. Wants to be digital. Like, me and the wife went to Avenged Sevenfold yesterday. It's all cashless.
You went to their concert?
Yeah, I went to their concert. Cool. It was pretty cool. I liked it. Turns out I don't like Avenged Sevenfold as much as I thought I did. It's like 7-8 songs I really like, and the rest were like, yeah.
I used to like to play the Unholy Confession song a lot, and then the Seize of Day solo was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that one was good too. But then there's other songs that are like real slow, and there was this one song, this guitarist kept on doing this line, it sounded like the microphone when it squeaks. I hate it. They did not like that song. They were doing it on purpose.
Was it pinch harmonic? Was it like high pitch, like squeal?
It was super high pitch, yeah. I don't know anything about it.
It's probably called a pinch. I know it's called a pinch harmonic, if that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that was an unpleasant experience. I did not like that.
Now I'm going to fucking plug one of those guitars and start doing pinch harmonics into the mic. start fucking with people.
I'd have to take my headphones off.
Just full blast, Smoke on the Water, the easiest song ever. Just the one that everyone learns first.
Now, do you ever play your guitars anymore?
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, since first time I saw those, I didn't even know you played the guitar before I saw them.
Yeah, I played for like 10 years.
You ever miss it?
Sometimes, yeah. I actually went to play like a week ago, and my shit was so out of tune, and the one on the far left has a built-in tuner, and the battery was dead, so I'm like, fuck it.
Oh, well. We could always, what about the acoustic? Can you tune that one?
Was the one that has a built-in fucking
tuner.
I can tune it by ear, but it just... I don't know. I just, for some reason, I lost interest when that happened.
Yeah, I mean, I at one point wanted to play the guitar, but never really had enough interest in it to actually buy one. Now, my wife, she, before we met, like literally the day before she was playing it. Isn't that crazy? But she was actually, she started playing the guitar when she was a kid. And then she went to cross country and she never played it again. She played for like 3-4 years.
It's almost like you forget a lot, but like it's... you can relearn a song very quickly. Like, I could pull up a guitar tab and I could relearn the song, like, immediately.
Is it like riding a bike?
Yeah. But you're going to lose a little bit, but it's weird how it works your brain. Like, if you remember a certain part of the song, you almost remember the rest of it. Because, like...
Nice. I wouldn't know. I never played guitar.
I used to be able to, like, listen to a song and just learn it by ear. Like, I got pretty in tune with it.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember this. You remember back in the 90s, like, amusement parks would have... You could get, like, a home video, and it would have, like, a studio set, have guitars and drums, and you, like, you pretend to play them.
Where was this at?
Like, amusement parks, be like, Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the drums. You know the bass drum, and it usually has the foot pedal?
Oh, yeah, the double bass pedal, where you're like...
Well, it didn't actually have a bass pedal, because it was I don't even know if it's really a real drum set, because it wasn't, like, a real studio. It was... meant to look like a studio, and you just kind of pretend to play.
Oh, I got you.
And then it was supposed to be like a fun home memory video. And I remember playing like the fronts of the drums. And I kept on trying to go to the front of the bass drum to hit it with the drumstick. Because they didn't actually have... And my mom kept on pushing me away. I'm trying to hit the front. There's no way. So like the whole video, she's getting mad. She's like... She actually yelled at me in the middle, and you could hear it because they would show it to the audience, you know, like the passerbys, and you hear me like, David, go sit down.
I remember me and one buddy went to a winery, and like, we got pretty fucked up. And this, of course, like they have live shows there.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude asks, like, does anyone know how to play guitar? And my fucking friend volunteered me. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking wasted right now.
Did you do a good job?
Yeah, because like, luckily, the dude could sing, so I just played Wish You Were Here by fucking Pink Floyd. That was the only thing I could think of because I was blasted. But dude had such a good voice. It was, like, perfect.
Nice.
But I was like, fuck, man. That's, like, if you're buzzing, it's not... For me, I'm like, shit. I'm trying not to, like, fuck it up.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're drunk, I mean, you can't play. So they'd be like me lifting while I'm drunk. You're like, is anyone here not a lift? Yeah, Dave, you do. I'm like, I'm fucking wasted. I'm not...
It's not a good time to drink.
I have not been drunk since I started 75 Hard. Unfortunately, I had to do it. 3 times, but I haven't had any alcohol.
I had a beer last night.
Nice. How was it? Was it life-changing?
Yep. Fucking immediate cirrhosis of the liver and air flighted to a fucking Burger King for a Whopper.
Hey, did you see the Burger King up there that was abandoned? They're finally doing something with it?
I wonder what they're going to put there.
They should put Chick-fil-A.
They should do that.
Me and the wife thought about getting a franchise of Chick-fil-A. The one thing that sucks, okay, so it's... As far as a franchise goes, it's not too bad of an investment. It is $10,000, but usually it's $1 million. Like, if you get a McDonald's, it's $1 million investment for one franchise. So they take out 30% of your profits till you pay off the rest of the franchise, which is $250,000. And so you have a $10,000. But the thing that sucks is you have to work there, like 80 hours. You have to work there when the store is open. And if you can't make it, you got to find someone to fill in your spot. And it's like, and you can't do anything else. You can't work anywhere else. You can't have any other type of business. Like, I couldn't even do this podcast because, you know, we want to eventually grow and make money. Like, I couldn't technically do this if I had that franchise. It'd be a breach of contract and they could sue me.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
I keep trying to find a career to do while we work on this. I took this test and that gives you like personality types and shit.
Yeah, what did you get?
It's called INFJ, and I'm like, what was the thing? It said it was the rarest one, like only 2% of the population has it, and it says they are pretty miserable in corporate world. I'm like, awesome, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's you, man, that's great.
Perfect. I did read it, though, and it was like spot on. Like, it's like called like the advocate or whatever. It tells you what jobs to be good at, what jobs you should avoid.
So what are your good jobs?
It was telling me anything like healthcare related, like physical therapist and shit. Anything that helps you have a purpose, like helping people and stuff.
I guess that.
And then it said avoid things that are extremely monotonous and things that are, what is it? I wish I had the fucking thing with me. But
so you should be like an accountant. Something like that, someone numbers, you're doing the same thing over and over every day.
Exactly, that'd probably be the absolute worst fucking...
job for you. You'd be happy. You'd probably buy a piece of happiness, just like when I bought this chair. I got a piece of happiness. Same thing with that.
What do you want to hear first? Let's see.
I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Fucking Matt Damon. All right,
yeah, there we go.
All right, seeking purpose, perhaps Their personality type is so uncommon, INFJs tend to carry on a sense, whether conscious or not, of feeling different from most people, with their rich inner lives and their deep, abiding desire to find their life purpose. They don't always fit in with those around them. This isn't to say their personalities can't enjoy social acceptance or close relationships, only that they sometimes feel misunderstood, at odds with the world. And then they got fucking, it tells you strengths, weaknesses, advocates you may know, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King. It's pretty cool, man. I think it's called 16personalities.com. And no, we're not affiliated with it, by the way.
I gotta check. I want to check that out.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah. I wonder what my personality would be.
It says strengths and weaknesses. Let's see. Strengths, insightful, principled, passionate, altruistic, and creative. Weaknesses, sensitive to criticism, reluctant to open up, perfectionist, avoiding the ordinary, prone to burnout. It's just pretty fucking... I can't really argue with this.
I don't remember taking that long to open up. I don't know.
I think it depends. Like, if I really, like, connect with somebody, like, if I have the same personality, it's pretty easy. But, like, if I'm not sure about someone, I'm just really quiet.
So, I mean, I remember the first time, I think you were like, I eat ass, and I just started laughing. And I think
that's how I break the
ice.
That
was it. That was, yeah,
so I don't break the ice, I fucking steamroll.
Yeah, I do a Cleveland steamer right on that
right
ice.
Right on the chest of the ice.
Yeah. Get those nipples hard on the ice. Cut through that shit.
My problem is, if you get somebody with, like, very serious and, like, we don't have much in common, I sent you that text.
Oh, okay.
If someone just wants to talk about sports and shit, like, I don't really...
You don't know sports.
I don't care that much about it.
Yeah.
So. And then, like, they don't laugh at stupid shit we do.
Yeah.
And then they want to do small talk and they're content with normal shit. I'm not saying I'm better than them, but I can't relate to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what are we going to talk about?
Nothing.
And I was reading this book, and it was actually it's got a lot of interesting points in it. It was saying how, like, if you're not your authentic self, you can't actually connect to people, and you'll feel, even if they like you, you'll still feel some sort of emptiness. And it's even to the point where, like, you don't want to dim your own light. For example, if you're into working out, which you are, you don't want to downplay that around people who are not health conscious.
Yeah.
Because you're going to downplay it thinking that they're going to like you more because you're not bragging to them. But because you're not being who you really are, it's going to feel like a weird disconnect between you and them.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I don't downplay it. I try not to over-talk about it too much. You know, I try to talk about their interests too, but I don't downplay. I would never say, oh, well, you know, lifting's good for me, but if you don't want to, you know, that's fine. I never say that. I say, you know, you should definitely work out.
Well, some people Everyone change their out. Personality based on how they perceive the other person's going to. Like, look at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I try not to do that. And I have lost a lot of friends. I made, like, a lot of friends and then lost them because of that.
But the thing is, that's good is you have actual... Then you know your friends are legit.
Yeah,
I don't want 20, like, half-ass friends.
No. You want whole-ass.
I want the full-ass friends. I want the full moon, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be like a wolf howling at the brown mound.
Exactly. The lone wolf.
The fucking lone
wolf. Whole-ass friends.
It was funny, I did that, like, random, like, spirit animal test. Me and my coworker were dicking around.
Nice. What did you get?
I actually did get a wolf, which is hilarious because that was my first tattoo. And then she got a deer. I'm like, what the fuck is a deer?
What is a deer? What does it say?
Like, I don't remember what it said. It was funny as hell.
I did a test like that. This Native American lady was doing a job. It was like a seminar, I guess you would call it. It was back when I was 16. And it's like, she put all these pieces of papers on the grass. And it was all upside down, so you couldn't see what they were. And she's like, just grab the one that sticks out to you the most. And I got a wolf. So it says it's like you're a loner, you're independent. I never felt like I would consider myself a loner, but that's what the wolf meant. But aren't wolves in a pack?
Yeah, I mean, they're...
And so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying, like, the spirit animal fucking test is, like, completely legit. I mean, I just thought, like, I know a lot of wolves work in packs, and, like, they're very loyal.
Yeah.
So I think there's a misconception of them as far as, like, the lone wolf and shit.
Yeah, I don't remember saying anything. Yeah, this is... I didn't ask. I was only 16 at the time. I should have been like, don't wolves travel in packs? And
there's always, like, the lead wolf. And yeah, they travel in packs.
Well, even the lead wolf has a pack.
Right, yeah, so there's not... That doesn't make much sense.
No. Yeah, it is what it is. I don't know. Maybe I hit the lone wolf. I don't want to be a lone wolf. But that's what I am. The spirit animal does not lie, and I cannot argue. People don't change.
Could have been a trash panda.
Could have been a trash panda.
You know, just fucking garbage guzzler.
Be a red panda. You ever heard of those?
Oh, yeah. Or a flying squirrel.
Yeah. Or a sloth.
I feel like I could be a fucking horny goat fucker.
Yeah.
Or fucking whatever.
Slightly larger bird. We should make a store. Like, you know, they got giant eagle already, so our store would be slightly larger bird.
Did I tell you about that fucking...
Yeah, horny goat fucker? Yeah, it was one of the podcasts. No, it was a bird
story. Did I tell you about the one with the... I'll just retell it because they don't know. So I just got done with a run, and I was like about a half mile from my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking, and I see this dude smoking a cigarette, standing on the sidewalk, just staring at the sky. I'm like, oh, God. Well, in my mind, I'm like, you know, I have to talk to this guy. I guarantee you something fucking hilarious is going to happen. This guy's either high out of his mind or he's got dementia or something, and I want to find out.
Yeah.
He's staring at the sky. I walk over. I'm like, what, are you reminiscing? That's what I said to him. He looks at me. He's like, kazoo. I'm like, what? You could have gave me 4,010 guesses to guess what he was going to tell me, and I would not have guessed fucking kazoo.
Yeah?
I'm like, wait, kazoo? What do you mean? He's like, I hear kazoo. Listen. So I'm listening for like 10 seconds. Sure as shit. Dude, I hear a fucking kazoo. What the hell? Do you have any kids or something? He's like, no, I hear you hear that? And then, like, what am I expecting? Like a fucking kazoo to fly out of the tree or something?
The it's magical like, oh. Kazoo.
It's like, oh, you hear that noise in the woods? It must be an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah. So I look, at you.
So I look up. There's a fucking falcon just staring at us. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to break eye contact with this thing. I'm going to fucking stare in this falcon's soul for no reason. So I'm just staring at this thing, and it's making this hilarious kazoo noise. I'm like,
damn. That's funny. I didn't even know falcons did that.
And then I asked the guy, I'm like, well, what should we do about this thing? He's like, just listen to the song. I'm like, okay.
So, just listen to your heart, man.
So like a minute later, I'm like, hey, same time tomorrow, and just walk away. He started laughing. Most random interaction ever.
I don't know what to do, and I'm feeling blue.
Dan's here.
The Free For All podcast is through till next week. Free For All podcast out.
Or in.